Thank you so much for joining me for this week's edition of Praying Pals. You know, often in Christian circles, we hear about waiting for God. Oh, I'm just waiting for God to answer my prayer. I'm just waiting for God to do this or that. I'm just waiting, waiting, waiting for God. But have you ever thought about the fact that God waits too? God waits for us. He waits for you and for me to draw near to him, and for others to turn to him who haven't yet turned to him. When waiting for God to turn things around, we must remember that he is waiting for souls to turn to him and be found. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says, "The Lord does not delay as though he were unable to act, and is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." That's powerful, isn't it? Then let's look at 2 Peter 3:15 that says, "And consider the patience of our Lord, his delay in judging and avenging wrongs as salvation, that is, allowing time for more to be saved." Let's remember, my friends, that God never wastes time, and God never wastes his children's pain. He heals, he restores, he loves, he listens. In fact, at this very moment, it's time for you and for me to answer our Lord Jesus, who said, quote, "Come, come to me," unquote. Let's come to Jesus. Let's thank him for being patient with us, and that he has been waiting for us. Let's turn to him with all our hearts. Let's turn from our sin. Turn from all forms of wickedness. Let's drop all that bad stuff and instead reach up. His hands are there. Take his hands and say, "I love you. I love you, Jesus. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Refresh my soul. Heal my heart." Let's just do that right now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and that you wait for us to turn to you. We love you. We thank you. And we turn from the bad things that we know are not what you want us to do. We turn from sin and we repent. We turn to you, Jesus, and we welcome you in our hearts. Please cleanse us from our sin. Be our Savior and Lord. Redeem us. Heal us, use us in any way you want. We surrender. We just surrender everything. And we thank you that you are King and that we want you to be exalted in our lives as the wonderful, awesome, beyond description Lord that you are. Please help us to share your love with others and just not pay attention to anything that's not of you, but instead just look to you, focus on you, and share you. And Lord, I pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. I pray for your best for each request. I pray for those who are grieving, for those who need healing, for those who have loved ones in the military, for our country, the United States of America. We have so many people around the world. But I pray for our country, as well as all countries, that you would just send revival, that you would draw people to yourself in droves, that your Holy Spirit would work in our hearts, and that we would just see a lot of people turning to you. And we turn to you right now. We just rely on you, Jesus, for our salvation and for everything. We just turn to you now. We welcome you in our hearts. Please touch them where they hurt. And please use us to share you and your hope, your love, your joy, your peace that only you provide. We thank you, Jesus, for living inside of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Make a point when we, I think it would be great if you and I would make a point when we pray to thank God for his patience towards us and thank him for waiting for us. Because, you know, it's just really something. When we hear all this in Bible studies and just Christian discussions, we hear everybody talking about waiting on God. And yes, that is important, but we also need to remember just how awesome, how loving, how patient our God is as he waits for us to turn to him with all our hearts and grow in him and love him more. He's waiting for us, my friends. Let's remember to thank him for that this week as we pray. And feel free to share that with somebody else this week. And always remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Special thanks to KCHE of Cherokee, Iowa for helping with this message. And let them know that you appreciate them. Just say thanks because they are so kind to help with this. Well, my friends, just remember that you are loved. You are loved by God Himself. He's waiting for you. And Jesus said to you, come to me. Come to Jesus. And remember, Jesus still loves you.